Carbondale resident Amanda Leahy is using her ski pole to shake loose snow from her boot. She's on her lunch break.
I work at Colorado Rocky Mountain School just down the hill, so it's a real easy commute up here and an amazing opportunity to exercise.
Nearby, Danielle Johnston and Michelle Bulware are learning to ski.
The foot that's not forward, you kind of want to pick up a little bit. So okay. You're picking up your foot.
They drove here from Rifle.
Well, we're beginners, so we are just going to go on the Lazy 8 loop here and practice our form and then maybe head up into the hills a bit.
And that's how you push. And then you just kind of keep your momentum going.
The skiers push off and head toward the snowy trails that crisscross rolling hills. The ski area is on private land. In the summer, cattle graze here. But when the snow flies, the nonprofit that runs the ski area takes over with grooming machines. More than 21 kilometers are groomed, says Greg Fitzpatrick. He sits on the board for the Mount Sopris Nordic Council.
So depending on how you ski it, you can easily get a 50K in. If you wanted to up here on your own, I mean, if you're so inclined.
Skiers have spotted mule deer and mountain lions. One trail overlaps a railroad grade used when coal was mined here. A ghost town from the same era has withering structures nearby. Longtime Valley resident Elliot Norquist remembers the landscape before it opened to skiers.
This was very quiet. This was into the road. The mine had shut down, and for a while they only even plowed to Will Perry's house, which is about, you know, a mile down the road here. And then when people started using this, they would plow to right here.
He was here in the 1980s when friend Chris Landry suggested creating a cross-country ski center.
He called me up. He said, what do you think about this idea of creating a little Nordic area? I said, I think it's a great idea. And so that was the genesis of the beginning of the whole thing.
Norquist now sits on the Nordic Council board and says the demand for skiing has risen significantly.
During Christmas week, I think there was almost not a day in which there were less than 50 cars parked in this parking lot. That's a lot of cars, and that's about all it'll take.
Recreational and competitive skiers use the area, which is free. Donations from businesses and individuals power the place. It's training grounds for the Colorado Rocky Mountain School Nordic team.
We will try to train up there. Usually we train up there 4 days a week.
Charlie Abernathy is the Nordic coach at the school and has difficulty recruiting. Many kids are drawn to terrain parks and freestyle skiing, but she says the close proximity of Spring Gulch to the school is a draw.
Fabulous area. The kids can spend more time on the hill than they can in the bus, and that can be a sell to students, you know, these days.
Back at Spring Gulch, avid skier Amanda Leahy clicks into her skis for her lunchtime loop. She says it's her getaway.
For some, it's cathedral. It's amazing. It's beautiful. You can get away from the crowds. The parking lot could seem full, and you get out on the trail, and you're by yourself, and you're in the woods, and it's beautiful.
She shoves off, and more cars pull into the lot. The Nordic Council welcomes the area's growing popularity and hopes to meet the demand by adding more parking.